Hi there, and thank you for joining us on the Feel Better podcast. I'm your host, Roger Tumineri, and with me today is Dr. Alan Ettinson from the Lakeshore Village Chiropractic Clinic in South Etobicoke. Welcome. Yes.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for joining us.
It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's nice to have you here. And I'm really curious about what you do on a daily basis to help people feel better. But before that, maybe you could walk us through sort of what inspired you to get into this field.
Well, I've always wanted as a kid to be involved in healthcare. Didn't know what I was going to do, doctor, dentist, what have you. Where I kind of turned the corner was in my last year of university during the summer, I injured my back, and I'm big into sports, and this was my last summer. What do I do? So I went to my doctor, good doctor, and he said, well, all I can suggest is rest, and I can give you something for the pain. And that wasn't good enough. A friend of mine was thinking of applying to the chiropractic college, so he said they have an intern clinic, and why don't you try them? So I went there, met an intern who was fully trained to treat us as regular people in public, and maybe six visits, my back pain was gone. Enjoyed the rest of the summer playing my baseball and football, and I thought, this is what I want to do. Got my act together, got the package to apply, and I was fortunate enough that they accepted me the next year.
Nice. Very good. Yeah. That's fascinating. So I've talked to a couple of people in the wellness space for this particular podcast, many of whom got into the field of wellness because of injury in the past.
Right. Yeah. You kind of an eye-opener.
Right. I guess it puts things into perspective.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. So when did you start the clinic here in South Etobicoke?
Well, I've been on the Lakeshore for 40 years.
Yeah.
So 40 years of practice. I don't know where the time went, but here I am. I bought a practice from a chiropractor that was retiring. It was a small practice on the Lakeshore. Loved the community, little city, little town, I should say, in the big city by the lake. And quite a nice neighborhood. People. And good to start with a little practice, then with nothing coming out of school. So, and I've stayed here for the last 40 years.
Okay, that's amazing. That's a business success story unto itself, because most businesses just don't make it past, 2 years?
Yeah.
5 years, you've done 40, so you're doing something right. Can I ask, do you know what that thing is that you're doing right?
I think caring for patients. It sounds, hokey maybe, but, when people come in, I make a goal to get them better.
Yeah.
If it's not in my scope or power, then we definitely refer them out. But I treat people as people. I treat them holistically. So the whole person, they may come in with a sore elbow or a sore neck, but I see them as a whole person and treat the whole body.
Is that common for chiropractors to think along those lines?
I think most do, at least traditionally. And that kind of makes it different from other people in the health field, is that we've got a holistic approach to treatment.
Because sometimes healthcare can be siloed. You come in with a sore elbow, and the elbow doctor looks at the elbow.
That's right.
And only talks about your elbow.
That's right.
But they don't necessarily drill down to figure out why that elbow is
sore. That's right. So if there's, we look at the whole person, the whole body, what they're doing at work, what they're doing at play, why is that elbow sore, what have they done, and how can we correct it in the office, as well as what lifestyle changes we can suggest for them.
Right, and I think lifestyle is a huge component for health and wellness, but also for injury too, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Like how people carry themselves through the day.
Yes.
Like I had a conversation earlier about, the notion of people sitting
for
8 to 10 hours a day, and I don't think the human body was designed to sit for long
absolutely.
Periods.
No, that's
but I'm not an expert. You're the expert.
No, absolutely. We are seeing COVID probably even expanded the issue more. A lot more people on screens, computers, everybody, in IT, they spend 8, 10, 12 hours a day in front of a screen, and they got neck pain, back pain, and they need help.
Yeah, and that's kind of why I wanted to do the Feel Better podcast,
right.
Standing up.
Yes.
Right?
Good idea.
So, all right. So in terms of making feel better on a daily basis, A, that must feel tremendously rewarding.
Yes.
But B, how do you do it? Like walk me through a day in your life.
Well, we have our appointments booked. Everybody's got a different situation. So you've got the variety as far as a practitioner, and we're always thinking, always trying to figure out what, you know, the situation is so that we can best work with it. Patient, say initial visit, we'd come in, we'd talk about the issue, see what the problem is, we'd investigate what may be causing it, what's interfering with their life. We do an assessment, a physical exam, identify the problem, and then talk to the patient about suggestions of what we can do in the office as far as treatment, adjustments, whether it's exercise, stretching, electromodalities, as well as how they can manage it at home or at work so that it doesn't become a long-term problem.
Right, right. So the goal is to find a cure as quickly as possible.
There's, I guess, different levels.
If that's the wrong word, I'm not sure. But
cure, or manage it. I mean, there are different levels. People come in looking for different things.
Yeah.
Some come in, they just want to get out of pain. That's it. Just get the pain gone.
Right.
And others are more interested in long-term care and in wellness.
Right.
And we put them what we call in a maintenance program, and we see them regularly so that any issues stay small and we eliminate them. And they don't run into the bigger problems that may have brought them into the office in the first place.
So would chiropractic care be considered preventive?
I'd rather prevent problems.
Right? Like it seems that.
Yeah, I'd rather prevent problems than deal with them.
Right.
And so our goal is to prevent as much as it is to treat.
So is there anything you can give us as tips in terms of how to carry oneself to prevent injury from a chiropractor's perspective?
I think as a chiropractic is keep the back straight.
Okay.
Take breaks if you're sitting or whatever you may be doing physically.
Yeah.
Technique is always so important, whether you're in construction, whether you're playing tennis. Proper techniques, put the joints in proper biomechanic mode. It helps to avoid problems. I think keep moving, whether they're 5 years old or 85 years old, that's the key to staying healthy, is keep moving.
Right, our bodies were meant to move, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's a big thing. So keep moving is the tip.
That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Well, it's fantastic. I'm really glad that you were able to make the time and come up here and see us.
Well, I appreciate inviting you.
And
thank you.
No, this is great to talk to you and get your insight on how you make people feel better.
Great.
If folks watching at home want to find out more about you and the clinic, where should they go?
Well, we're located at 2800 Lakeshore Boulevard West, which is right in the middle between Royal York and Islington. Right at 3rd Street is the cross street, across from the Shell station. Can't miss us. I've got a website, lakeshorechiropractor.ca, and phone number 416-255-2200.
Fantastic. Well, thank you again for joining us.
Thank you.
And thank you for joining us as well, and we'll see you next time on the Feel Better Podcast. Bye for now.